on the morning of Wednesday, October 29th, 2014, at New York City's Beacon Theater. The Allman Brothers Band put the wraps on their 45-year career with one final song.
Goodbye, baby. Now take my hand.
Greg Allman, leading the band through the Muddy Waters classic Trouble No More one last time. That's the song the brothers kicked off their very first rehearsal with more than four decades earlier.
A few years ago, I was called to come and meet these guys in Jacksonville, Florida. And it was kind of like a little stiff in the room until one of them handed me a lyric sheet and said, sing. This is about 3:30 in the afternoon in Jacksonville, Florida. March 26th, 1969. Never did we have any idea it would come to this. We give you a heartfelt thank you.
While the sold-out crowd inside the Beacon and the multitude of fans around the world mourned the end of one of the greatest bands of all time, little did they know that less than 3 years later, they would be mourning the loss of their leader and namesake, Greg Allman, who was taken from us this past May.
Oh, I feel like I'm dying.
Greg's manager, Michael Lehman.
Greg had his liver transplant in 2010. Low Country Blues came out in 2011. When we thought about going back into the studio, which would have been in 2012, Greg received the news that he had a reoccurrence of liver cancer. His jaw just dropped. He was very quiet about it. And at that point, Greg sort of changed his focus about where his journey was going to take him, because at the time of the diagnosis, he was told his prognosis was 12 to 18 months. If he took a full course of treatment, Greg decided not to receive treatment. He was concerned, based on doctors' discussions, that there would be significant damage to his vocal cords if he chose to take radiation, and the oral meds that were offered to him didn't really make him feel good. He tried it for a couple weeks and then decided, you know what, I want to live life the way I want to live life and go out singing and doing what I want and not thinking about his health condition. And typical of Greg, where a cat has nine lives, if they're lucky, Greg had 99 lives. So that 12 to 18 months with meds turned out to be 5 years without any treatment.
And during those 5 years, Greg hit the road, took part in a tribute show to him, recorded and released a live album, and for the final time, went into the studio to cut his last album, Southern Blood. Producer Don Was.
Southern Blood is a real album. Every song is there for a reason. And you take any one of them away, and your understanding of Greg's life diminishes a little bit. It's a very complete statement.
Southern Blood is out as of September 8th on Rounder Records. You can get it in numerous configurations, all of them containing 10 songs, including those written by Bob Dylan, Jerry Garcia, Lowell George, Willie Dixon, and his longtime friend, Jackson Browne. Hi, I'm Dan Neer. For the next hour, we'll take the wraps off this collection of songs, Greg's emotional farewell, with help from Don Was, Michael Lehman, Jackson Browne, and Greg himself. Welcome to Greg Allman Southern Blood, All Access.
Surely flow to an end. Keep me in your heart, keep your soul on a mend. I hope you're haunted by the music of my soul. When I'm gone, please don't fly away and find you a new love. I can't face living this life alone. I can't bear to think this might be the end. But you But you and I both know the road is my only true friend. No matter where I go, Lord knows you were always on my mind. Yes, I hope you're haunted by the music of my soul. But I'm running out of time, my friend. I hope you're haunted by the music of my soul. When I'm gone, please don't fly away and find you a new love. I just can't face living this life alone. I can't bear to think this might be the end. But you and I both know the road is my only true friend. You and I both know.
Track off Greg Allman's final studio album, Southern Blood, which will be out September 8th. Once again, producer Don Was.
His whole life makes sense in the context of that song, which is he was one of those guys who felt at home and Hole with a W when he was on stage playing for his fans. When he got into trouble in life, it was always because he didn't know what to do with himself in between shows.
Greg Allman.
It seems to me that people have different levels of how much music affects them and how much they just love it. To me, I just fell in love with it. Like if you had problems, you had a bad day, the ball game got rained out, or your girlfriend won't talk to you, you know, hey, screw it. Pick up your guitar, man. You're off into another world, you know. I used to think, God, wouldn't it be wonderful if everybody had a tool like that, you know, to go to.
When Greg set out to make Southern Blood, he had a few specific goals. As his manager Michael Lehman explains, one was that he wanted it to be in the vein of his first solo album, Laid Back.
That was his favorite solo album, as he always spoke about it, and that was the start of his career, and he knew this was going to bookend and be close to, if not the end of his career, so there was a relationship between that, and I think in many ways, although the records are so different, they're also so similar because they were raw and real and very, very meaningful and intimate and shared two different points in his life, but the circle of life was ever present in both of them.
Greg Allman.
There was a term that I used to use in the studio. This was a long time ago, and that was, if you wanted a little softer, you'd say, play it a little more laid back. And that's how I got the name for my first record.
I got to run, keep from hiding, and I'm bound to keep on riding. I've got one more silver dollar, but I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. Not gonna let them catch the midnight ride.
from Greg Allman's 1973 solo debut Laid Back. That was the timeless Midnight Rider here on All Access. The original version of that song was recorded for the Allman Brothers' second album, Idlewild South, with Greg's older brother and the band's leader, Dwayne Allman, playing acoustic guitar. We lost Dwayne in 1971, but he wasn't lost on Greg when it came time to record Southern Blood, as Don Was points out.
I think that there was a real attempt to capture Dwayne's spirit on this record and to somehow connect with him. Hence the choice of Muscle Shoals, first of all, because Fame Studios, that's where Dwayne got a start when Hourglass broke up and Dwayne split from L.A. He went out to Muscle Shoals and made some inroads, played on a lot of sessions. Plus, Rick Hall gave him the second room. There's a back studio as well, a smaller room. And that's where the seminal rehearsals for the Allman Brothers took place. So Dwayne Allman's spirit is ubiquitous at Fame Studios, and I know that's why Greg wanted to record there. And also a couple of the songs, you know, the Johnny Jenkins song, Blind Bats and Swamp Rats, that's a song that Dwayne had produced on Johnny Jenkins late in the 60s. So we revisited something that Dwayne had worked on.
New Orleans, red beans, Mardi
Come on.
Greg Allman serving up a gumbo of blind bats and swamp rats on his new album, Southern Blood, which drops on September 8th.
You take a cigarette butt and you stick it down in one of your ears.
That's next when Greg Allman's Southern Blood All Access returns right after this.